Mishnah Ches, what happens if there are a number of brothers of the person who died? There are a number of Yevomim. So which one of them should do Yevom or Chalitza? Says Mishnah Mitzvah God Eliyabim. The mitzvah is upon the oldest brother to perform Yevom. This is learned from Psukim. However, Vim Kodam Akotan, if one of the younger brothers preceded him and he performed Yibum Zocha, he indeed merits that, and it is considered a valid Yibum. And that is also learnt from Psukim. Although the Torah does talk of the Bechor performing Yibum, the Torah also says Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov, when brothers will sit and live together, and then one of them will die. So we see that it spoke about all of the brothers together, collectively. And so we learn from there that any of them can perform Yibum, even though the main mitzvah is incumbent upon the oldest brother. Now, the second half of this Mishnah is not really related to Yibum, however, it's related to the previous Mishnah, about whether to force somebody to divorce their wife. Hanitan ala shifcha, somebody who is accused about having relations with a non-Jewish maidservant, which is forbidden, and after that, v'nish chachara, she was freed. Oyala nochris, or if he was accused of having relations with a non-Jewish woman, who is not necessarily a maidservant, and then v'nish gaira, she converted. Haridzela yichnais, it is forbidden midirabonon for that man to marry her, although the woman is now allowed to marry any Jew. Since this will lead to people suspecting him even more, and it will support their suspicions that he indeed did have relations with her when it was forbidden. So midrabbanan, it's forbidden to now marry her, in order to avoid people suspecting him of having performed an avera. However, v'im konas, if he did marry her, emitzi miyodo, we do not force him to divorce her. Since the prohibition to marry her was only to prevent people thinking that he sinned, it was for his sake more. So if he chose to marry her, once he has done that, so he's already got people to suspect him more, it won't really help to divorce her, and therefore he is allowed to continue being married to her. However, anitan al-ashis ish, somebody who is accused of having relations with a woman who is married to a different man, and because of that, the Beis Din forced her husband to divorce her, because once a woman who is married has relations with another man, it is forbidden for her to continue living with her husband. And so they forced her to be divorced because of those suspicions. So now it's actually forbidden midiraisa if she did indeed have relations with this man. So not only is it forbidden midiraisa for her to continue living with her husband, it's also forbidden for her to marry this other man. And therefore, afal pi shekonas, even if he does go ahead and marry her, yotzi, he must divorce her, because it could be that he is now violating a prohibition midiraisa.